Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, whenever we get out of here, it gives us a chance to get into the locker room and talk. Now, a lot of the Cowboys weren't in there today, but a couple of our favorites were. So we thought we'd roll a little something out called 4 Minutes With. And the first guy we hit up, and the reason it became 4 minutes is because at the beginning of it, Taco Charlton told us he had 4 minutes. So he said, all right, we can make that work. Without further ado, here's 4 minutes with Taco Charlton. All right, it's time for a new segment called 4 minutes with Taco Charlton. Taco, you're standing here. You have 4 minutes. You're not wearing a shirt. What kind of shirt will you go with when these 4 minutes are up?
Sweatshirt. I'm always in the hood. Instead of hoodie mellow, you get hoodie taco.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
What kind of sweatshirt? I mean, with pockets in the front, hood in the back, what are you rolling?
Yeah, I always got to have a hood on mine. Hoodie always on. I switch up my sweatshirts all the time. So you might get a Jordan, you might get Bape, Gucci, whatever. It depends on what I'm feeling.
Okay, I just thought of a unique endorsement opportunity for you. The pocket pouch in the front could be the shape of a taco. Like a taco graphic, right?
I could customize that to make that a taco piece. That could work out. I could do that.
Now, you mentioned Gucci. My 10-year-old son is asking for Gucci slippers for Christmas. You have some?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got some of them. I got a couple pair.
So they're real into gangster rap. Is there some rap song that he may have heard that turned him on to Gucci slippers?
I know there's a little Gucci song by Lil Pump or whatever his name is. I mean, that's a cool song, I guess. I mean, I'm not really that much into it, but it's hot on the billboards, I heard.
Lil Pump was my porn name, actually.
Oh, wow.
We got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. How do you feel this is going so far?
This is smooth so far. It's going smooth.
Do you think you could come up with porn names for all three of us?
Nah, I'm out of this on that one. I'm out of this one.
Did it help when I lifted my leg just then? Did that give you any ideas?
I'm out of that one. I could get that.
Do you think it's possible his kids were listening to Gucci Mane?
Possibly so. I mean, that's probably more popular to me than anything, so that might be the reason.
They do go around going, Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane, Gucci, or something like that, right? Is there something that repeats?
Gucci Gang, yeah.
Yeah, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Yeah.
Do you know the lyrics to that one?
That's, like I said, that's the Lil Pump song. I'm not that much into it. Swiss might know, but, okay. I mean, I'm not as much into it.
Lil Pump, that's what KT uses to get a little more size.
Okay.
Were you affected deeply by the passing of Lil Peep?
I don't know who that is, honestly.
21-year-old rapper that died?
Honestly, I wasn't. I mean,
I
sorry to hear he is.
Yeah,
I don't really know much about him. Sorry to hear his passing, but yeah, I don't know that much about him.
I actually thought that was a candy that was popular at Easter time, but that's totally different. Okay, so Taco, how do you think you've been playing? Are you getting better as the season progresses? You're a rookie, right? Mm-hmm. You'd think you'd get better. Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting better each game, each practice. That's going to come, and I'm going to continue to get better throughout this season to the next season. So the more time I get out there, the more time I get in here practicing, working on my technique, the better I'm going to become.
Who's the best dead rapper?
Tupac. I'm a Tupac fan, so I'm going to say Tupac.
Did you hear that his girlfriend was out shopping a picture of his stuff?
Whoa. I didn't hear about all that.
If you had to guess, what price do you think she's trying to get for it? Like from like TMZ or something. She's like, okay, you got to pay me and I'll give you the picture. What do you think she's trying to get? What do you think it's worth on the open market?
That's a couple million probably. People love Pac that much, so I'm going to say a couple million probably if you want that.
What would you pay for it?
I don't know. I'm not going to get in that bid. I'm not in that bid.
If I had a picture of the Notorious B.I.G.'s junk, just keeping on the theme of dead rappers and their peen pictures.
He's one of the top two, so he's definitely top five, top two. But nah, that's still nah. I'm not with that or that either.
Hey, dude, congrats on all your success, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Wait, hold on, Taco. We have 21 seconds left. Anything you'd like to say to your fans in the remaining 17 seconds?
Yesterday was Taco Tuesday, so hopefully y'all went and grabbed a taco for me. Taco out. Instead of Mamba out, Taco out.
Okay, you have 6 seconds.
He said Taco out already.
But he's got 4 more seconds.
He already said Taco out. He's not going to say anything.
Thank you, Taco.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
You know, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He's got a fun personality, and
he does once he has a sack.
Well, yeah, he
was standoffish at first.
Yeah,
not at the free game of this interview, but like right. late August,
it was things were going rough for him. He's probably yes. beat up in the media a lot.
Right,
dealing with social media stuff, and yeah, that's fair. But he's loosened up a lot, and he's having fun.
He is having fun, and he is more productive, and hopefully that will continue here over the next four games. Okay, from one rookie to another. So we saw we had a little more time before they cleared out the locker room. So why don't we keep this theme going, and let's do 4 minutes with Ryan Switzer. All right, welcome to 4 minutes with Big Wang. First of all, Switz, how you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Are you tired today? Are you dragging a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a little tired today. A little drowsy, physically, mentally, and just had to fight through today.
Too much Sudafed, or what's the deal?
No, last night I didn't get enough sleep. I went to bed at like midnight. I watched too many Christmas movies. I drank a little too much eggnog. That's what it was.
So what are some of the good Christmas movies? Like, what Christmas movies are you into?
Last night I watched Polar Express and It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life and the Santa Claus trilogy are my favorites.
Do you consider Home Alone Christmas movies?
I do, yeah. I do.
What about Die Hard?
No.
Why? It happened on Christmas.
Yeah, but people don't die, you know?
I think people have died on Christmas before.
But I mean, like, I feel like if you're making a Christmas movie, you should steer clear of death.
So now you're being critical of Bruce Willis?
I mean, I would be critical of, like, the producer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Bruce Willis did not die for your sins. I want everybody to understand that right now. So, another controversial Christmas movie is Gremlins. Have you ever seen Gremlins?
I have, yeah. That's not...
No, I mean, there's snow on the ground.
Freaky. No, I don't...
Are you afraid to feed your animals after midnight because of Gremlins?
I don't have any animals, so... But if I did, I don't think I would.
Okay. What kind of an animal would you have?
I would have a kitty cat.
Really? Why?
I'm a cat person.
Is that right? And you're just going to say that out loud?
Yeah.
You don't care who knows?
No. I think a lot of people, I mean, I've been pretty adamant about cats. I had a kitten in college. We had to find a home for it because my roommates weren't really all about it. But
The number one benefit of a cat over a dog is there ain't no poop. You got to deal with the poop.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of benefits. I'm not hating on dogs, you know, but like, I don't know, it's just something about a little tiny kitty cat. But.
A lot of dog advocates are upset with you right now. What would you like to say to them?
Dogs are great. Oh. Dogs are a man's best friend, but, like, kittens are, you know, a man's side piece.
Right, I've never heard that. That's a great slogan.
That's well done.
Pretty awesome.
Okay, so the Cowboys submitted you for NFC Player of the Month. You've had a phenomenal month. What's different in the way that you're playing? What happened?
I don't know, man. I just started getting some opportunities. They started, you know, we kind of started believing as a unit. I mean, I'm the same player I was when I first got here. I'm the same player I've been, you know. It's just things are just starting to happen.
I was very concerned as you were scoring because I thought you might have concussed yourself on the flip.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your flip technique. No. Will you improve that? Will you do that
100%,
again?
100%. I'll improve. I didn't arch my back enough, so I didn't, like, roll into it as much as I wanted to.
Right.
Even though I slowed down in preparation for it. But, no, I'll be back. I might just land on my feet next time.
Okay.
Now, I saw you chopping it up on Twitter maybe yesterday with some high-profile NFL players. What was that all about? You were involved in a tweet chain the other day, no?
Oh, talking about when Todd Gurley or something.
Yeah, Todd Gurley.
No, we just, you know, guys interacting, you know, wishing each other luck. Nothing big.
Do you know those guys?
I know Todd. I met Todd in college. He came up to UNC a couple times to stay with me. And then Tariq played down the road at A&T, plays with Mitch right now. So know a little bit about him, yeah.
You have 10 seconds left on the interview. Anything you'd like to say to your fans?
Big Wang is back.
You still got a couple more seconds. Anything else?
Nah.
That's it.
There's the alarm.
There it is. There's the alarm. That was it. 4 minutes to Switz.
All right. Okay, so we're getting a little late season production from those rookies.
Yeah.
Cheeto, too.
Oh, man.
Jordan Lewis.
That was a real interesting aspect, too, of the Hellman conversation we had earlier when we had David Hellman of DallasCowboys.com in here. And he was going, isn't it funny how we're just assuming Cheeto's got one side locked down now after basically one game?
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
Someone had to lock down a side.
Yeah. And that's what we wanted. We wanted by the end of the year the rookies, especially the ones in the secondary, to show up big. And they have it's small sample size, but they're heading that way.
You know, it's good to see that, you know, the team with their back against the wall is bringing out the best of the rookie class somehow. I mean, it's bringing out the best of all of them. The defense was flying around, hammering people.
Right.
So, you know, I'm super curious about Byron Jones and how he fits in with all this. I wonder if he'll be motivated by, you know, this little demotion or being taken off the field. But what you want is a super competitive environment where guys are getting opportunities to earn playing time, and it feels like that's what this is. And if young guys are helping you get wins, it's a lot like we talk about with the Mavericks, or if you can get there with the Rangers. If your young guys are doing a lot of heavy lifting, man, that's very promising.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.